Dr. Javier dictating the first click note on Haley Hinckley. Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y, Hinckley, H-I-N-C-K-L-E-Y, birthday 12-23-15, mutation 5-24-23. Patient presents with history of runny nose, congestion, redness of throat, swelling glands, plus pockets, body aches since the prior night. Present illness, cough, congestion, sore throat with myalgia for 2 days. Mother states that child has had recurrent strep and has been told by her regular doctor that she is a strep carrier. Was seen by an ENT, told if she continued to have sore throats, she might need to have a tonsillectomy. Mother also was concerned about her increased pulse and asking why her pulse was increased. Reviews of symptoms, mentioned non-contributory. Mother states only medicine she's been given her is natural cough medicines without any Sudafed or any other decongestants. Per mother, past history is above, recurrent strep by history. The review chart showed treatment for strep without documentation of strep. Physical exam. General appearance, mild anxiety, no acute distress, vital signs with heart rate of 136, temperature of 100.9. With repeat pulse 127, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, pharyngeal with erythema, neck stuff without masses, lungs cleared off, chest percussion, heart rate without numbers of gallop, abdomen, soft palliative, vagus, tinnitus, extremity, skin, neurological, all within normal limits. Strep and flu tests were obtained, both were negative. Impression is non strep pharyngitis, a viral respiratory infection with history of a strep carrier. Was considering patient on azithromycin because of history of strep, but mother and grandmother became upset, and I was trying to communicate the findings to the mother while she was talking on the phone with the grandmother, and I was trying to inquire who she was talking to before I discuss the patient's care in front of another person without known permission to talk, after which the grandmother got upset, because of that, I chose not to put patient on azithromycin because heart rate was rechecked. It was decreased to 127, but because of concern of mother and grandmother, patient was advised that she take patient to Texas Children's Hospital for further evaluations. We were unable to evaluate a heart on a pediatric patient without capabilities, and would need to be seen like at Texas Children's in order to be evaluated for that. Patient disclosure diagnosis of sinus tachycardia, upper stomach viral respiratory infection, pharyngitis without evidence of strep. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.